topic which is very important. There's a few halukim in the different opinions and how we practice. And the reason I bring it is because the practice for the Sfaradim is slightly different from the practice of the Ashkenazim. We're going to explain both opinions and how we get them. It's a lesson in understanding how we learn Psak directly from the Gemara. And the truth is, I have here a printout of the Gemara and Cholin, and literally it's everything that I need to explain this halakha and the chilukim in the deot between and the opinions between how the Sephardim Paskin and how the Ashkenazim Paskin is all on this page. It's very interesting. So it's also a lesson in how to learn a little bit. So in Cholin, we ask the question of what is Nat Barnat. So they ask from a practical point of view. I was told this is halakha, practical halakha. So the Gemara gives us a practical case. It says, Dagim Sha'alu Bakeara, what about fish that came into a meaty plate? Right? What happens? Am I allowed to now eat them with kutach? Kutach is this kind of... it's a dip, but it's made of milk, but it's kind of sour. The Iraqis, the Baghdadi Jews, liked to have sweet and sour mixed up. Okay, they had a bit of a thing for sour food, and we see it with the pickles and all the other things. So kutach is this food, and it was very salty, it was very bitter, at the same time it was sweet because of the cream of the milk. In any case, are you allowed to eat this fish with this milky dip? That's the question.
What was the plate? Was it a meaty plate, or was it meat on it?
No, nothing, a clean plate.
A clean plate?
It was a clean plate.
No heat, nothing.
So the question is, so this is exactly, drills down to the exact question. You're absolutely right. If it was all cold, and the Tosfot says this immediately, if it was all cold, then there's no question. But the question is, and the Tosfot explain, the question is, the fish was barbecued, so it wasn't in a pot, it wasn't neither milky nor meaty, it's fish, it's parav, right? And the question is now, what do we do with this hot fish that landed in a cold plate, for example, or the other way around, a cold fish that landed in a warm, hot, meaty plate? Is there now, does the fish somehow become meaty? And the Gemara says no. There's a machloket Rav and Shmuel, whether it's not noten tam or noten tam bar noten tam, but that the Amar Chizkia Mishum Abaya Hilchata Dagim Shalu Bakara, the fish that landed in this plate, okay, Mutav Lachlan Bekotah. That's the end of the subject as far as we're concerned. Okay, so it's pretty clear that you're allowed to. So the question is, what's the mechanics of this? Exactly as you asked, what's the mechanics of this? So Rashi says, Im hayu mevushalim im basar mamash, haya asur le'ochlan. If it was with meat, obviously you're not going to eat it with milk. Okay? And if we do follow Shmuel, on the other hand, right? She'asur le'ochol halav roteach b'keara donotren ta'am rishon, havi basar gamor, then we don't have the question. Aval, keara zu hi atzma eina basar, ela al yedei noten ta'am ve'eina kebasar. So this was a meaty plate, like you and I have at home, a meaty plate, and this piece of fish, whatever it was, landed in it. Now, there's several things that we're not dealing with here to do with nat bar nat, and we're going to ask the question, fish and meat, you can't eat fish and meat, everyone knows this. Sakanta chamira dizora, we don't eat fish and meat. So we're not talking here about any meat, we're just talking here about a meaty plate, and actually it's only eating them together or cooking them together that's a problem. Okay? But we'll leave the sakana aside for a minute. For the purposes of today's discussion. The other thing is, nat bar nat only applies to heter, where it's permitted. Okay? So let's just think about that. If I had a treif pot, for whatever reason, it wasn't kosher, okay? And if someone cooked something in it, I would say, you know, it's allowed because of nat bar nat. No, it only applies in heter. Because we're talking here about milk on its own, a milky plate, and milk, or a meaty plate and a milky product, you know, the kutach that I want to eat with, and that's what we're talking about. Only a case of where there is no isur present. If there is isur present, then this whole thing goes out the window. There's no such thing as nat bar nat with isur. And just to be plain, again, anything that's cooked with isur, or there was a basar b'chalav problem with some pot or something, and then someone cooked something else in it, it's a completely different question, and the halachot of nat bar nat do not apply. Okay, so that's Rashi. Now, from Rashi, it seems clear that even if it was cooked in a meaty dish, okay, then it would be allowed, which was even Ben Yomo, by the way, even if it had a meat cooked in it within 24 hours, okay, the pot is Ben Yomo, that it would be allowed then to be eaten with kutach lechatchila. Tosfot quote an opinion from the Rivan, who was the son-in-law of Rashi, that bring a case that he didn't allow it. And as he's written, and he quotes the Gemara here, and the question is, that mashma from Rashi, that we've just quoted, that it's not so. But Rivan is a Rishon after all, Tosfot have quoted it. So the question is, there's a really, machloket Rashi and his son-in-law. Okay? Not a new topic. Right? Not a new idea. The people, you know, fathers-in-law and sons-in-law, right? There's a reason why Rabbi Amor, my Rebbe Zichron Leibrecha, said, you know, there's a reason why in Yiddish she's called a shver, right? The father-in-law. In any case, the point here is that Tosfot themselves kind of deal with this issue, and they kind of give both opinions. They say, according to Rivan, no problem, you're right. That's what he said, and it was a Maaseh, and that someone asked this question in Rashi's house, and he saw that he behaved not like what he said. But it seems clear, from Rashi itself, that he meant only, if it was cooked in a meaty pot. As long as it was clean, and there was no meat there. Obviously, if there was meat there, you have a problem. So all this machloket is quoted in the Bet Yosef, on the tour, and he concludes that, like some of the Ashkenazi Rishonim, to say initially that actually maybe it should be asur, that actually it's only dagim sha'alu, not if it was cooked in it, but only if they went, even if they were hot, but they landed there. So I'll give you an example. If I cook some potatoes in my milky pot at home, right, and there's potatoes and water there, and I sieve them straight out onto a meaty dish to serve with a meaty meal. Okay, so the question is that even that would be allowed. Okay, in Chod Shabbat, you might say, Iroy, right, the question about whether it cooks, it brings it out, the meaty flavor, but we're not concerned with that, and it seems that is permitted.
The milky pot is Ben Yomo?
The milky dish is Ben Yomo, yes.
You have the milk in that?
Yeah.
And you have on a flaky plate with flaky food?
It's clean.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's clean.
You have on a fleshy meat.
Yes. Yeah.
On it.
Yeah, 100%. I'll bring at the end, hopefully, in a few moments, I'll bring another practical example which kind of encapsulates the whole issue in one idea. But yes, exactly. Okay. So, and he quotes, and then he writes. He wrote. It's very interesting. The Bet Yosef wrote the Bet Kabayit. He reread his Bet Yosef, and he wrote notes on it sometimes. And there he says, he changes his mind. He says, even l'chatchila, you can cook in a milky pot, for example, and put it straight, which is clean, okay? Ben Yomo, everything is clear, but that's clean, and as we've explained, and then put it straight onto straight onto a meaty plate and eat it with meat, without question, okay? So the question here is, did he change his mind or did he not change his mind? Because, I'll quote the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadik Hei, the first bit, Dagim shenitbashlu o nitzlu b'gdera shel basar, so fish that had been cooked or were roasted. You know, sometimes you cook things in a pan, just searing it. Okay, on one side, you flip it over to the other side, but it's still cooked, it's reached a very high heat, it's not cooked. So nitbashlu means literally inside liquid. Onitzlu is tzli, is like barbecue, but sometimes you put a steak in a pan or put a fish in a pan. Okay, just on it, pretty much on its own, just a little bit of oil so it doesn't stick. So, but he says the kimshen nitbashlu or shenitzlu, and certain of the achronim, there's certainly some of the Sephardi achronim, jump up and down and say no, he must have changed his mind. Why? Because it's shenitzlu. It's a lashon diavad. Okay, so b'diavad he says it's okay. Let me just finish the sa'if so we know what we're talking about. Rechutza yafeh, that had been washed well. She'en shuman davok ba, so there's no meat there. Okay? Mutar le'ochlam bekutach. And he says, Mishum dehave noten tam ba noten tam de'etera. Okay? That's what noten tam ba noten tam, the definition of nut bar nut is. Okay? So again, just so we understand the mechanics in the pot, what's happening. I cooked a meaty dish in this pot. The pot is now absorbed of meat flavor, not of meat, of meat flavor. Okay, I've now washed it. I now go and cook something else in it, like fish, or potatoes, or pasta, or yerek, any vegetable, anything else. He says, I can take that, okay, whether it's diavad or lachatchila, there's a question, okay? Although it seems, we'll talk about psak, practical psak towards the end, and then in a few moments, okay? Even if then you might say there would have been a flavor there, okay, that comes out from the pot into, so that's noten tam bar noten tam, it's still all meaty, there's no milk there, there's no treif there, there's no any other question of isur in any of this, and therefore you'd be allowed to then eat this potato, this fish, whatever it is, with milk. Okay? Is that clear? Is everyone happy with that? He says that. Kavah Chaim comes and jumps up and down and says, actually no, Dagim Shenit Bashlu, it's a Lashon Diavad, as I explained. But it seems that if you take the straightforward reading of the Bet Yosef together with the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that he permits it. And I'll explain why. Okay?
This is all
Lachatchila. Okay, so Kavah Chaim says only B'Diavad. Okay, we're going to get to the Ashkenazi Pesach in one moment. Okay? And I'll explain why. Okay, an egg which you cooked in water in a milky pot, so he's saying the other way around now, you can stuff the chicken with it and then roast your chicken. But you're going to tell me it's a milky pot. And I think, no, not bar not, no problem. Okay? And I'll explain to you why I think that the Shulchan Aruch, well, according to really, the most opinions are of Yosef Paskins like this, because you see that he copied the lashon of the Gemara, which comes back to say dagim sha'alu b'kara, okay, and he sha'alu, well, they went there. I mean, someone put them there, but he didn't say shenit bashlu, and he wanted to make sure shenit bashlu. You know that it's even if nit bashlu, but he kept the same matbea lashon. He kept the same type of expression between the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara. Hence, as I said, everything is encapsulated still in the words of the Gemara, and he didn't stray too far from them. Let's look at the Rama in the Haggah. Yesh v'yesh machmirim betzliyahu bishul le'esor noten tam bar noten tam, meaning that this is forbidden noten tam bar noten tam. You need an extra noten tam, which means either they were cooked on a barbecue, neither milky nor meaty, and then they went in a meaty dish, then you can put them, then you can eat them milky. Or, in a different case, let's see what he says. V'aminhag le'esor l'chatchila, u'b'diavad mutar b'chol inyan. So l'chatchila, they say only if it was not cooked in a milky or meaty pot, but b'diavad it would be okay. He agrees to the Shulchan Aruch b'chol inyan, v'dakka le'chol im chalav. Okay? V'abasar atzmo. Only when he says to eat it with actual meat or milk. So if this pasta, let's say, was cooked in a meaty pot, I can't eat it with actual milk, but I can eat it on milk dishes. That's what he's saying in this.
I can't add cheese to that.
No, that's what he's saying. If you made a tomato sauce without cheese in it, then it's no problem. Okay, but he's saying not to eat it with milk or meat itself if it was cooked in the other pot. That's the extra level of noten tam. Because if he says you can eat it, because again he's going back to the lashon according to the opinions in the Rivan, for example, and other rishonim who say it's lashon she'alu, not shenit bashlu. Okay, it wasn't. They came up. They weren't cooked in it. If they were cooked in it, he says, you've got a problem. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it with, you know, whichever, say, meat. Okay? Aval, litnan bikli shalahem mutar lechatchila. Okay, again, if I cooked something in a milky pot, but something parv, potatoes, pasta, whatever it is, in a milky pot, I can then put them on a meaty dish and eat them on meaty, but not with meat. Okay? V'chen nagu, and these are, this is our minhag. V'chen im lo nitbashlu o nitzlu tchila, rak alu b'kli shel basar. Okay, so I don't know, I had some vegetables, a bit of salad that was not cut, or cut even, that went into a meaty dish that was just there, then you can eat them with milk, because it wasn't cooked, everything's cold, as we said at the beginning. Okay?
Not sure.
Say again? Ah. So you got the last chumrah that I was going to leave for the end. So if there's a davar harif, there's a question about it, he says explicitly, if I'm not mistaken, I can't remember who says it explicitly, I think that the Ramah himself says it, that if we're not talking here about someone put a little bit of pepper on the salad, he says that it was, you know, that was something that I used to make my spicy dish, whatever it was, you know, so he speaks about madukhash al-basar, pestle and mortar, where I would crush my and grind my spices and or my meat. Okay, so in many places they're very careful to keep the spices separate, either have a milky and meaty version or to have the implements that we use for these things to keep them very, very separate. But that doesn't relate only to here, it relates to all many other halachot. Let's talk about one practical case.
This is all the examples here within 24 hours, is
it? Even within 24 hours.
After,
yes.
If it's after 24 hours, then it's all okay.
After 24 hours, any bliot in the pot, any absorption from what came out, is already pagum.
Pagum is a pasta. Okay. Can you fresh pasta in the pot? Have you put a chatkila? Have you put cheese on it? No problem.
Say that again.
If I put cooked pasta in a place in the pot, longer than 24 hours.
Ah, yes.
And the chatkila, have you put cheese on it? No
yeah, problem. No problem. So we'll go to the practical case. I had a friend in London when I lived there who had one of these kosher takeaways. And we used to daven in the shul together. We used to sit in the back row. And once he said to me, oh, look at this. Not bar enough. In my restaurant, it says, you know, he was under Kadassia. In my restaurant, it says, everything there is fleshig. But he says, I know myself that I cook the latkes and the chips in a cooker on their own. There's never been any meat there. Right? And if there's been meat, or if there's been I wanted to fry something meaty, a schnitzel, I don't know what, it's been a long time and I changed the oil in between anyway. So he says, for Sfaradim, it's no problem. Okay? Because it's not Barnat Deitera, there's no problem, there's no question there. But for Ashkenazim, because you need the extra nut, he says, yeah, it's a problem because you've got this fryer, this pot, right, in which I've cooked meat. And then, even though it's not, even it might be Ben Yomo, I've put oil in it, right? Changed it around and made a chip or a latke in it. Then I have a problem. So they're right according to the Ashkenazim and according to the Sfaradim. There's the, you know, we can afford to be mekil. What's interesting is that in Kashrut in general, when it comes to production or catering or these kind of takeaways, there's a standard and no one goes according to one or the other opinion against one another. But actually there's one standard and there's no question that if someone said to me and he's eaten, I don't know, in a meaty place, even though he's eaten only parvs, I say to him, he says to me, can I have a cup of tea? Obviously, tea is important in Manchester. He says to me, can I have a cup of tea with milk afterwards? I say, I'm sorry, the halakha is as paskant. Any questions? Okay. Thank you.
The fish in a fleshig pot, cooked before Shabbos, can I have it with fish, shalashubas, with milk, shalashubas?
Well, if you're... Actual milk.
The first one on a milk plate. And then on a milk plate.
Yeah, without question.
Without, can't even achieve it.
No, so the question was it Ben Yomar?
If it wasn't Ben Yomar, then I can't.
Then you could.
Ben Yomar,
then
you're
Ashkenazi, no?
Yeah, we're all Ashkenazi.
Okay. All right. I'm in the minority. Thank you. I don't know your name, sorry.
Mo, Yossi Mo.